Christmas as it appeared to me involved first the famous baby, the second part and the greater mystery was why there was ever anything under the tree for me. Other kids didn't wait for Christmas the way I surely did. On that blessed morning every year, under the blankets I hid. Hours before anyone rose, I reviewed the year, and with every passing month, my eyes shed another tear. My eyes shed another tear. Misbehaving in January didn't seem too great a crime. Though wait till Christmas spanned such a long time, even the follies of early spring couldn't arouse much guilt. It was after the rise of the long summer sun, remorse moved in and built. Childishness in my mind became eternal damnation. When I encountered forbidden sweets, I gave into temptation. Mortal sin wrapped itself in balls of hard-packed snow. And as I named the falsely accused, I felt my burden grow. Time moved cruelly to the day we saw Santa in the store. I sweated in line and changed my story more and more and more and more. I intended to tell all, remind him that I tried. But when in the end he asked if I'd been good, I lied. The visit, it was all downhill, a churning misery. I tore up the letter, my list of presents he didn't need to see. The gifts would come from nowhere. I wept aloud my fear that Santa would whisper the whole dark truth into my mother's ear. I knew I'd gotten off lightly on Christmas's past. My 7-year-long lucky streak would no longer last. Sins and foibles were about to be revealed, when not a single gift for me the Christmas tree would yield. Suddenly a present was thrust into my hopeless hands. I felt the joy that freedom brings to the tortured and the damned. Presents than I heard deep and far away. Peace, love, little child, now enjoy your Christmas day.